Warning, the spring breakers are headed our way. Tens of thousands of young, succulent wenches yearning for a taste of the bizarre. Wanting to get drunk 24-7 and show off their new bikinis and... Oh, wait a minute, what am I complaining about? Sorry, listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, March the 12th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida woman needs a cheeseburger right now. Hey, what's with the handcuffs?
A Florida man needs a pizza right now. Hey, what's with the handcuffs?
And a Florida couple make love outdoors in the fresh air and natural surroundings of... downtown Fort Myers.
And a Florida couple make love in the fresh air and natural surroundings of the back of a patrol car.
Plus the Florida Men Regional Championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. We try to stay away from politics in this podcast.
Yes, but, we do.
Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida's 1st Congressional District. He got in a little trouble this week. I don't know if you heard that.
I did not.
He was tweeting directly at Michael Cohen the night before his testimony last week. And he made some comments that make him now under review by the Florida Bar because he is a lawyer here in the Sunshine State. I'm not going to talk about that, but if you want to click on that link that I've got in the show notes there, just... Read his Twitter bio for me.
Oh, you're asking me to?
Yes, I'm talking to you, Phil.
Florida man proudly serving the 1st District in Congress.
He cops to being a Florida man. Right in his bio.
He's a machine, handsome and going places, says the real Donald Trump.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out that, yeah, that we've got a Florida man in Congress. Self-proclaimed Florida man. Fantastic. In Congress, yeah. So that was the first part that I saw. And also, I saw in the news this weekend, there is a new analysis of the Florida man.
I did see that as well. FLORIDA.
Yes, the Florida man scoring system from the folks at Injury Claim Coach, which is based in Miami. Yeah, the FLORIDA stands for Firearms, Locations, Objects, Reasons for Arrest, Injuries, Drugs and Alcohol, and Animals. So that's, they went through and they categorized all the Florida man stories.
To make an acronym out of it.
Yeah, and they actually came up with a top 10 list of stories that have scored highest.
I noticed we had some of those.
Yeah, two of those we had on our show. Number one was the guy that threw the gator into the Wendy's drive-thru.
I read that.
Number seven was the Cannibal Corpse guitarist, Pat O'Brien.
I remember that,
He burned down his house and then started attacking his neighbors. Yeah, those were the two that have been on our show. The rest of them are all older stories that we didn't cover just because they didn't happen since we've been on the show. But
in a timely manner.
Right. I did make contact with Injury Claim Coach. I wanted to see if they would be willing to have a representative from their organization call into our show so we could ask them a little bit about this. Yeah, they declined to be interviewed by us.
They declined?
They declined.
They wanted nothing to do with us?
We don't have anybody available to talk to you guys. Sorry. But we tried, folks. We tried. We wanted to, dig into them.
Out of all the three people in this office, nobody wants to talk to us.
Yeah, I'm kind of a numbers guy. I deal with spreadsheets all day long. I kind of wanted to get into their methodology and how do they do it, but now they don't want to talk to us.
Yeah, no.
They must have listened to the show.
But we call that an ELOS at work.
An ELOS?
ELOS, ELOS.
What does that stand for?
Extraordinary Lack of Success.
Well, at least they responded. I'm.
That's when we have shitty business. Yeah, that's an ELOS.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was just glad that I got a response at all. I figured they were just going to ignore us and send us along the way, or that they were, they had kind of a sense of humor and they'd come somebody come on. Yeah, but.
So we were talking a little bit before we started. You mentioned something about that you were going to have someone invited you to be on a guest spot.
Oh, yeah. Sammy from the Hidden Staircase podcast asked me to read a part on an upcoming episode of her show.
What about me?
What about you?
She didn't want me to read a part.
She sent it on Twitter. I mean, if you were on our Twitter more, maybe you could have answered it.
Fine.
I didn't want to read it.
Maybe you can read it while you're in Chicago.
Oh, she did have a message for you. For you specifically. Let me pull this up.
What?
Yeah, she had a message
for
you.
How did I miss that?
Sammy says to you, tell Phil to get off his fucking high horse and bring his ass to Chicago.
Oh, yeah, I did read that.
3 exclamation points. So she's serious.
Mm-hmm. When I'm invited.
And you were invited. I am inviting you. All right. I am officially. Do you need an engraved invitation or can I do it verbally?
No.
I am inviting you to the True Crime Podcast Festival in Chicago.
But we don't do true crime.
Yeah, we do. Every story we tell is a crime, and it's true.
Yeah, you got me there, I guess.
So yeah, the True Crime Podcast Festival at the Marriott Downtown Chicago on the Magnificent Mile on July 13th, 2019.
All right.
Now, you did say you were busy that day.
I did. I am busy that day.
Can you clear your schedule? I'm giving you like 4 months notice, 3 months notice.
I'll have to look at it.
All right.
You have a manicure that day.
You have been.
Actually, a pedicure.
I'm pretty sure the Chicago Magnificent Mile downtown Marriott has a spot where you can order.
That may be the time of the year where I organize my stickers. I'm not sure.
Where you organize your stickers.
Mm. I do. They're alphabetized. All right. I'm not proud of it. It's just one of those things, Joel. I need you to accept it to move on.
All right. We're going to move on then. Do you have a New Year's resolution this week?
I didn't think about it. And
you're going to do less?
I don't want to talk about it right now, okay? I had a weak moment.
You had a weak moment? Really?
I don't want to talk about it.
Cheese puffs?
No.
Almond joys?
Maybe.
You had an almond joy?
Two. The person who keeps the candy at work, that's all she had, and it was a crisis situation. I thought about not eating the almond, which technically makes it a mound. But I do love almonds.
Yeah, you can't turn down the almond.
So yes, I'm a failure. I don't want to talk about it.
Now,
which part of I don't want to talk about it do you not understand?
I was going to change the subject. I was going to say that I brought you beer so that I could drink some of your beer tonight.
Yeah, you bring the shit you like that I don't.
I brought Ultra tonight.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm sorry.
I'm still drinking the Yingling left over from last week that you didn't touch all week.
No, I didn't.
All right, so no New Year's resolution for you. I'll skip mine then because I didn't write one down either. Do you have any events coming up that you want to promote?
As usual, no.
All right, well, as usual, I'm going to be hosting the Trivia Factory Trivia at the Brass Tap in Naples on Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And on Thursdays, I will be at Fancy Southern Cafe hosting the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz. That's like a trivia night on steroids. And I'm there from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursdays. And that both of those are free to play. And you can win food and drinks and other cool prizes.
Fantastic, Joel.
Are you ready? Ready?
Where the game from? Now back to Joel in our studio center.
Is there anything else you want to cover before we get started?
No, I think I'm good.
On the stories this week?
Yep, I think I'm good. We're going to have to speed this along because apparently I've been put on a quota for my Tito's this week.
Oh, you ran out?
I didn't run out, but it's being rationed as we speak.
Oh.
Well, as long as she stays on the wine, I'm good. But the two kids in there are eyeing the bottle pretty heavily.
I'm pretty sure you can pull the you're underage card on those ones.
Yeah, looking at me funny, though. All right, let's get into this thing. Story number one, Florida woman flees police because she wanted a cheeseburger.
That's good enough reason, as far as I'm concerned.
Did we not do this story already?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Did I send it to you?
You might have, or you might have seen it on the local news, because this is a local story.
All right. Oh, it is. That's where I read it. Yeah, I did send it to you. Okay. An apparent late-night run for a cheeseburger ended in the arrest of a Cape Coral woman early Sunday morning after she refused to stop for officers attempting a traffic stop.
All right. Well, early morning Sunday tells me that it's not a quality cheeseburger she's going for.
Did it say where she was?
Cape Coral.
No, I meant, oh gosh, I had hiccups. No, where was she getting the cheeseburger?
Well,
oh, she wanted a cheeseburger.
She wanted a cheeseburger. Oh. She was on her way to get it.
I got it. Okay.
She never got there.
21-year-old Tierra Crace is facing two counts of fleeing and eluding law enforcement and resisting law enforcement without violence. Whew. So she didn't put up a fight.
Nope. She just drove away.
Oh, we're good. Thank you. According to the Cape Coral Police, just after 3 o'clock a.m., that's in the morning.
Yeah, so, i.e., the only thing that's open is Taco Bell and McDonald's.
I do like McDonald's early in the morning. You know who I respect is the people that work the McDonald's drive through at the early morning hours.
Oh yeah, because
I can't even understand sometimes what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I want a Big Mac, a large Diet Coke.
Turn to the pull to the window.
Second window, please, because we're not paying enough to have two windows open at 3 a.m.
Thank you to McDonald's. May I take your order? Just 1 second, please. Just hang on a minute. Anybody got any money? Hang on, wait. Just
serve order when you're ready.
Sorry, our ice cream machine is broken. That's all what right. They need to lead off with at McDonald's every after about 10 p.m. Just lead off with the ice cream machine's broken. Right, half McDonald's, the people will drive away.
Yeah. All right. According to Cape Coral Police, just after 3 a.m., an officer witnessed an SUV driven by Crace traveling 61 miles per hour to 45.
That'll get you reckless.
Yep. The officer turned on their lights and siren to pull the vehicle over, but Crace did not stop and proceeded to the Coral Lakes community.
Maybe she didn't see him. Maybe
benefit of the doubt, yeah.
The officer stopped following the SUV in the neighborhood, but headed to the address the vehicle was registered to.
Oh, that's so he did some investigation work
so
there.
So he popped her license.
Ran her plate. Around. Yep.
So he got close enough to her to get the plates, but she wouldn't stop.
Mm-hmm. That involves two things. First, running the plate through their computer system and then pulling it up in the GPS.
About a half an hour later, the officer saw Crate run to the SUV parked across the street and begin to drive off.
Oh, she thought the cop was gone.
The SUV pulled into the home's driveway and Crace darted for the house before being stopped by the officer on foot.
So he tackled her ass.
The officer said Crace told her mother she ran because, seriously,
she wanted a cheeseburger.
You know, 3 a.m.,
she wanted a cheeseburger.
When you're hungry, you gotta fill that need.
Damn.
And
that's the best she'd come up with.
Yeah, I wanted a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Five Guys ain't open at 3 a.m.
And they got some good burgers.
That's the best you can get around here. We don't have, I've never been, but I hear that In-N-Out has got some good burgers, but we don't have any of those around here. Yeah, they're more West Coast.
I just set the ambiance first.
I noticed that. The lights changed in here.
Now we can get serious in the studio.
All right. Cool.
I felt it was a little bright.
All right, well.
Do you want me to turn the lights to red for you? Because I can.
No, that's a...
Maybe a greenish...
No, you can leave off the red light, Roxanne. We're going to move on to story two. How's that sound?
Cheeseburger.
You know what? That would sound good right now. So we did the whole thing on the Popeye, on the chicken.
Yeah.
And we came up the fact, did you ever come to a solution on who it was better between Popeyes and Publix?
We did not, but I did mention that they are building a Popeyes in my neighborhood, so as soon as that gets put up, I'll let you know how I feel about Popeyes chicken.
Two-piece white meat spicy with Cajun rice.
And a biscuit,
all right. I don't think I could eat all that.
But we should, two-piece white meat spicy, just two-piece.
I do like a spicy chicken.
I think I could spicy.
I'll have to try that.
They marinated overnight, according to the lady on the on the television.
Louisiana.
But
fast.
We should think about who has the best fast food hamburger.
Oh, that's Five Guys.
I said fast food.
Five Guys is fast food.
You gotta wait. It's like 10 minutes. I'm talking about like drive through, Wendy's, McDonald's, Crystal.
Ugh, that's like one step above White Castle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The same thing.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Checkers.
I've never been to Checkers.
What?
And so here's what we should do.
Oh my God.
We should.
I gotta take you to Waffle House.
I know. We gotta take me to Waffle House, and then what we should do is once we leave there, we go buy a 12-pack of beer.
All right.
And we get hammered to parking lot.
Okay.
And then we go visit. Then we go from restaurant to restaurant, seeing which one's the best.
Right. And of course, we're gonna have a driver do that for us, right?
I wasn't planning on it, but I mean, if we think, oh, responsibility. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yes, Joel's wife, we will have a driver.
Story number two. Florida man ends standoff for a slice of pizza. A Florida man who allegedly harassed his family using Coldplay lyrics and threats of violence from his, quote, Nazi prison associates, unquote, was convinced to end his standoff with police for a slice of pizza, according to police reports.
Well, now that's, I'm going to file that under poor negotiation skills.
So on Tuesday, Evan Charles McLemore, age 33, of Gulf Breeze, was arrested on charges of resisting an officer without violence and aggravated stalking.
Damn, that's a
crime? Yeah. I mean, a actual charge? Aggravated stalking.
Yes.
As opposed to nice stalking.
Or just stalking.
Just stalking in general.
You got stalking, and then you got aggravated stalking.
Is stalking a crime?
I believe so. In most jurisdictions, it is now.
Is it worse to be an aggravated stalker or a...
Yes, because you get a longer sentence for the aggravated.
I see. Thank you, Joel, for clearing that up.
No problem. The resisting charge stems from a four-hour standoff in northeast Pensacola on Tuesday. Shortly after 10 a.m., officers responded to a residence on Durango Circle in reference to a possible battery and were advised McLemore had barricaded himself in a back room. Officers began trying to coax McLemore out of the room, but McLemore responded that, quote, he had a gun to his head and he was not going back to prison, no matter what it took, unquote, according to a Pensacola Police Department arrest report.
So he's laid down the... He's laid down his demands.
I'm not going back to prison.
He's not going back.
No matter what.
No matter what it took.
Yes.
So he, regardless, no matter, there is nothing these people can do.
To get him back
to get him to go back to prison.
Yeah. Which is the exact opposite of a Bill Engvall joke. That was something he used to tell his guys that would show up to take his daughter out on a date. He would tell them, I got no problem going back to prison. All right. Officers contacted SWAT, and over the next several hours, negotiators attempted to persuade McLemore to come out of the room. Crisis negotiators eventually offered McLemore a slice of pizza, and he exited the room. Officers were then able to take him into custody.
So who? What?
That is...
Pizza?
Not a pizza. A slice of pizza.
Where did that come up in the conversation that I'm not coming out? Nope, I'm done. I'm going to kill myself. Pizza? Wait. Where?
Now, I saw this story on the news, and they interviewed the manager of the pizza place. It wasn't even good pizza. It was fucking Hungry Howie's. He gave up his freedom for a slice of Hungry fucking Howie's pizza.
Oh, I guess his conviction of no matter what it took had some loopholes in it.
No matter what, except for a slice of nasty fucking cheap pizza. I do have a Hungry Howie story, though.
Of course you do.
When I was in college the first time before I dropped out, my job on campus was I worked for the janitorial department at the dorm I lived in.
Okay.
And the building I was in had... two wings, six floors, and then each floor had a men's side and women's side. So each of those basically areas, so we had 24 areas that had, each of them had a trash room where it had a trash chute that everything, you just put your garbage bag in and it went down to chute down to the basement. But it also had a place for the college students to leave their recyclables like pizza boxes.
What?
What were you fucking doing? Was she just flashing you?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Anyway, so my job was to clean on certain mornings of the day when I worked. My job was to clean out those trash chute rooms.
Okay, Joel, they got the trash. Okay, got it.
And there, like I said, there was a place for them for everybody to leave their pizza boxes. Well. Hungry Howie's had a deal where if you saved the proof of purchase off the pizza box, 10 of those equaled a free pizza. Well, most people didn't order pizza often enough for that to be something that they wanted to do, so they just left it in there. So every day I would get at least two or three free pizzas from a shift because I would rip off the proof of purchases on the pizza boxes that were left in the trash chutes.
Did they not catch you? Or you went to different ones around town?
They didn't care.
Oh,
I had the things, so they brought me pizza.
Okay.
It was a scam, but that's a bonus for work, because cleaning up college dorm trash rooms, that's not fun. The only thing that's worse than that, the only job I've had that was worse than that was in between years, I worked in the same building, actually cleaning dorm rooms during the summer break. It wasn't the men's bathrooms that were bad.
It wasn't?
No. It was the women's dorm bathrooms, because every suite had their own bathroom between the, four women, 9 months, four women, one bathroom. And
I don't want to know, Joe.
We had to clean them.
I don't want to know. Just read the story. There I don't want to know.
There was more hair.
I don't want to know. It was the 80s, okay? I don't want
to
know.
It was the 90s, but yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of hairspray stuck to the walls. We had to we had to scrape the hairspray off the walls with razor blades.
Okay.
It was that bad.
According to the pizza.
McLemore allegedly told officers he had ingested, quote, many various narcotics, unquote, while he was barricaded in the room, according to the arrest report. Because of his condition, McLemore was initially denied entry into the jail and taken to Baptist Hospital to be medically cleared. In early February, McLemore's mother contacted Pensacola police to report he was sending her harassing text messages.
Stepmother.
Stepmother, yes. She claimed that he had been physically abusive in the past and that he had held a knife to his grandmother's throat and threatened to kill her. According to claims in the arrest report, McLemore had threatened and intimidated people in the past by saying that, quote, Nazi associates of his from prison would do violence on his behalf. His family had largely cut off communications with McLemore when he attempted to strangle a different family member, the stepmother reportedly told police. This is a real winner here. Despite being told that family members did not want any contact with him, McLemore allegedly sent numerous texts over several weeks that included implied threats. In one text, he allegedly wrote, "You fuck with me and I am not the one that's going to do anything, but there's people that will." In another, he quoted a Coldplay song and wrote, quote, "Lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you," unquote. Florida Department of Corrections records indicate McLemore previously served 18 months in prison for battery on a person older than 65, and he is currently being held in Escambia County Jail on $6,000 bond.
Fantastic.
What?
A pizza. That's a piece of work right there.
For a slice of Hungry Howie's. He gave up his freedom. They do have the butter cheese crust. We do have the segment that we started last week with Florida couples throwing shit at each other.
Oh, I didn't know it was a bit.
Well,
it's a segment.
Every week that Florida couples are throwing shit at each other, we'll cover it. This week the headline was Florida couple arrested for throwing concrete through each other's car windows in Pasco County.
Touché.
It's not food. Last week was a food fight, but
yeah. Concrete blocks, concrete. What?
It was actually just pieces of concrete because the road was like kind of shitty where they were at. So yeah, he threw a piece of the road into her windshield or rear window, and she did the same thing.
Lovely.
Tit for tat.
Story number three.
Trace for our Spanish freaking friends.
Florida man and Florida woman arrested for having sex in public again.
Yeah, I thought we had covered this couple before because they are local to us, but I went back through our old episodes and I didn't.
So two of these are from our Lee County.
Two Lee County.
Wow,
stories.
This is gonna give
Polk County
a run for their money.
Yeah,
police arrested a pair of homeless people for having intercourse in public near a children's parade. Oh, come on. Really? Yep. 47-year-old Bernadette and 58-year-old Philip are charged with lewd and
lascivious
behavior. And it's not their first time.
No, it's not. I think I actually cut them out the last time the last time they got caught doing this in here in Fort Myers.
According to Fort Myers police report, just before 5 p.m. on Sunday, an off-duty officer was driving home with several participants of the Junior Edison Parade of Lights after the event in downtown Fort Myers. When the children saw the pair having sex on the sidewalk next to the roadway.
That's an educational field trip.
Mommy, mommy, mommy. Make the bad man stop. All right. Responding officers arrived to Main Street.
I want to ride the horse next.
Daddy, I see his hoo-ha. Her hoo-ha.
Daddy, his is a lot bigger than yours.
You know, it's some stanky shit, too.
A lot hairier, too.
Yeah. You know, it's some stanky shit. Responding officers arrived to Main Street just east of the fountain intersection and found the couple lying down on the sidewalk with their genitals exposed and the man, quote, thrusting his hips.
Because, you know, as soon as she saw the other cops coming, she pulled them up, pulled away from him, and he just kept on going.
The officers ordered them to stop and put their clothes back on. She denied they were having sex and claimed they were just dry humping.
Uh-huh. Just dry humping, but with our pants on.
Officers say the couple appeared very intoxicated. So is there a charge for dry humping in public?
Well, I would think that would fall under lewd and lascivious behavior.
I think that's a catch-all.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be in. It just has to be in the general area.
There you go. During the booking process, Daly claimed that he and... I didn't never say her last word. I can't pronounce it.
Colatarcy.
Colatarcy?
Yeah, sure.
Liked having sexy.
He's a real...
That's a man killer. That's not a man. What am I trying to say? That's a
boner killer.
What? I don't even know where I was going. And didn't believe what they were doing was wrong.
Well, it wasn't wrong necessarily.
We just like having a little sexy, a little something.
The thing they were doing was not wrong. It's just the place they were doing it was wrong.
But they're homeless, so
yeah. They could have found a little
bush.
Yeah,
she probably had that covered already.
Actually, I believe that's what got them nabbed the first time, is it was just behind a bush.
Behind a bush, yeah.
At a gas station.
Both suspects have extensive arrest histories, with Daly being arrested 8 times in 2018 and Colatari 11 times that year. That includes an arrest in September of 18 for also having sex in broad daylight near downtown.
They like their sexy. Yeah, they like it, you know, the cool breeze blowing, you know, blowing the smells away.
You know, that's some rank ass shit.
Yep. Seriously. Last time they showered was the last time they were in jail. So maybe that's why they do it. To get caught, to get put away so they can have a shower.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. All right, here we go. Let's move on. Yeah. I just got this visual in my head and I cannot get it out. Make the madman stop.
And he's 11 years older than her. Mm. And yet she's still giving it up. Mm. Right on the sidewalk.
That's strong. That's horny. I mean, that is.
I don't want to hear any more complaints from any of these incels, the involuntary celibate assholes online. A 58-year-old homeless man just got laid. If you can't get laid, it's your own damn fault.
Yeah, but let's talk quality versus quantity here.
What?
Well, I mean, hang on. Let me think about it. What did I just say?
Let's talk quality versus quantity.
Yeah, that is no relevant. That's not relevant at all in the story. Sorry.
Homeless 47-year-old Bernadette in public versus none. Where do you stand?
None. You know that shit. Are we just talking location or homeless?
I'm saying all of it. The whole situation.
None.
47-year-old Bernadette on the side of the road.
Nada. Nairn.
Homeless.
Zilch. Zero.
Stanky.
If I could say it in Spanish, I would, but I can't.
Settle. Nada.
Nada.
Okay.
Benito. Final.
Okay.
Not going to happen. I did it again, didn't I?
Just about.
Wouldn't be prudent.
There you go. There it is.
All right, let's move on to the Florida Men Regional Championships.
Yes, it's time once again for the Florida Men Regional Championships, which
it's
is
getting tough now.
Our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is, and this is our bracket-style playoffs where we pit two teams from a region, either the rural region or the urban region. We've got down to the quarterfinals at this point.
Yeah, we're at the Elite Eight.
Yeah, but we can't say that because that's trademarked by the NCAA.
Down to the eight.
Yeah, so... every week we have a competition until the winner is decided, and you can follow the links in the show notes to see the brackets. And this week's match is Central Florida, which is a number 5 seed, versus our number 1 seed, the Keys.
Now, what did we decide was Central Florida? Remind me?
Everything north of I-4 up until where you would say North Florida.
Who did they lose out to?
They beat Polk County.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was kind of a gimme for them that time, but going up against the Keys this time, I don't think we have to discuss this any further.
We decided this one last week. There is no way in hell I am going to even debate or even hear an argument that Central Florida is anywhere close to the Keys.
No, the Keys is the winner this week. So next week, our competition will be Jacksonville versus Daytona.
That's going to be a tough one.
That's a little bit more tough, yeah. So
it's getting tough now. This was the last easy one we had.
Yeah, definitely subscribe so that you get the feed for next week so you can listen as soon as possible to hear how Jacksonville does versus the Daytona Beach area.
All righty. Story number 4.
Florida cop suspended after allegedly allowing suspects to give each other hand jobs.
What?
Hand jobs.
Where was this at?
In the back seat of the cop car.
They asked permission?
No, but I think they just started and he liked to watch. Let's cover the story, shall
we? There were two men?
No.
There were four of them?
No.
I'm confused. All right. Somebody's got to draw me a picture.
All right, here we go. A police officer in Florida was disciplined after allegedly allowing a pair of suspects to engage in some manual sexual activity in the back of his patrol car last summer. According to an internal affairs report released Friday, 23-year-old Zachary Mollendick.
Sorry.
That is the best name, is it not? The only thing better.
Mole on a dick?
She was mauling his dick. Zachary Mollendick and 24-year-old Krista Lee. That sounds like a stripper name, doesn't it? Or a porn star
name.
Oh,
wait a minute. Oh.
Were taken into custody for allegedly shoplifting at a...
Oh, fantastic.
Walmart in July 2018.
God, I hate Walmart. This is why.
The report claims the couple had stolen jewelry and a stolen baby toy in their possession, so Fort Pierce police officer Doug McNeil arrested them and escorted the duo to his vehicle.
All right, so we've established we have a male and a female.
Yes, early 20s.
Early 20s.
Per that report, Mollendick was placed inside the car without handcuffs. At the time, he reportedly had a lighter in his pocket and a cigarette tucked behind one of his ears. Lee was handcuffed non-traditionally with her hands in front of her.
So we're going to call that nonchalantly.
Nonchalantly?
Yeah.
Just kind of... Yeah, just put them in front of
you. Just put them in front of me. That's fine.
All right. Neither suspect was wearing their seatbelt during the ride in question. Why that's relevant, I have no idea. But once the ride started, the report claims, those departmental violations steadily increased. Video appears to show the couple kissing and cuddling on the way to St. Lucie County Jail.
How do they have video?
From inside the cam, or inside the cab of the vehicle.
They have cameras inside the vehicle?
Oh, yeah. Haven't you watched any of those videos lately? That's some fun shit. To watch the people that are locked up in the back of the cop car and listen to some of the conversations they have with police. Yeah, you should look it up. At some point, Officer McNeil apparently decides to help the atmosphere a bit by playing Barry White's mood-setting classic love song, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Baby. Once the trio arrived at the jail, Officer McNeil started finishing up his paperwork while the couple started working on something else entirely. Quote, due to Lee and Mollendick's body posture and arm movements, it is apparent Mollendick and Lee are sexually pleasuring each other with their hands, unquote, the internal affairs report reads. Quote, this continues for approximately 6 minutes.
Are they still in the car?
In the back of the car, yes. The report continues on. During Detective Eason's interviews with Lee and Mollendick, Lee stated Mollendick, quote, fingered her while she gave him a, quote, hand job. Mollendick stated, quote, he got her off and she got me off, unquote. During Detective Eason's interview with McNeil, when asked about Lee and Mullendick's kissing and cuddling while in transport to the jail and when parked in the jail's Sally Port. That's a new word for me.
Yeah, no, I don't. What's a Sally Port?
Is that like where they, is that like the staging area for the
cop
car?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, we're going to have to look that up later. McNeil stated that he saw the activity and, quote, was fine with it. He denied seeing any sexual activity. All the activity was captured by McNeil's body camera, which was positioned below his rearview mirror. Oh, so it's not a car?
No, that's what I was saying.
He set it up just to watch it. Mm-hmm. He's a little freaky freaky.
He's like a little sexy sexy, too.
Yeah, he probably wants to upload that and sell it on to Pornhub or whatever. Quote, two St. Lucie County deputies appear behind the patrol car and appear to take notice of the activity, unquote, the report notes. McNeil was ultimately subjected to a 20-day suspension without pay.
So this is the first time I will say that the headline is a bit misleading because you don't refer to getting a woman off as with a hand job. Usually think of a hand job, you think of the male.
Just guys, yeah. Yeah. But, well,
you don't think of
limited space for the headline.
Understood.
You don't say hand job and finger bang.
Yeah,
that's a lot of letters.
Yeah, it is a lot.
That's ink. That
you got. I mean, you got to think
expensive.
About it. Is. You got to think about the font. You'd have to shrink the font. It's
exactly.
A lot of work.
You want something to draw the eye to.
You can't use Roman. I mean, Times Roman. You're gonna have to find something else. Arial's not gonna work. Yeah, you got to come up with something. Yeah. Definitely can't do WYSIWYGs. So you gotta come up with something.
WYSIWYGs. Did you mean dingbats?
That's not
or wingdings.
Bakes. Yeah.
Wingdings.
Fuck you. You know what I meant.
I figured it out eventually.
The fuck is a WYSIWYG anyway?
That means what you see is
what
you
get. That's right. That's not a font.
No.
I don't know why.
It's something computer related.
Well, why bother? But hey, to his credit and her credit, it only took 6 minutes.
6 minutes? That's a marathon.
That's a marathon.
That's a sprint. That's a sprint.
It's a sprint.
Yeah.
It takes me 6 minutes to realize something's going on. Shit. Oh, this is happening? Oh, okay.
Oh, you're not asleep?
We were watching TV.
You want me to close the door?
It's only a Tuesday.
It's not even my birthday.
Even birthday. It's not a major holiday. Now? Sweet. Skeet, 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 skeet. It's over 6 minutes now. Damn it.
I didn't know I was on a timer.
Oh, shit. All right, that's... For lack of better words, if you could call it this, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
And if you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Man.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And Kelly sent us this email. The subject line was, "Howdy from Texas."
Woohoo! Hey. I like Texas. I live there. Where's she at?
She didn't say. I think she very smartly just left it vague.
I used to live in Houston. Well, Katie. But lived in Texas for 3 years.
Oh, so I've always wanted to go to Austin. That sounds like a pretty cool place to be.
I never went there. Did some time, but I wasn't in jail. I spent some time in San Antonio, but I spent a lot of time in Houston. Well, was there for 3 years in Houston.
All right. Yeah.
I would like to go to Austin, though.
Yeah,
good music scene.
Yeah, exactly. Kelly said, "Hey, fellas, I just recently found your podcast thanks to a friend, April, and have been binging while at work. Thanks for what you do and making me giggle all day. I really enjoy the pod and just wanted to tell y'all, keep up the good work. Y'all have a great day, afternoon, evening, whatever. You're dumbasses, but I still love you guys. Kelly."
And you know what? I'm going to say I do not take offense to that.
No. Anytime you can make a girl giggle all day long, it's a good day.
It's a good day.
And she said, "P.S. Also, Tito's is my favorite, too. Y'all have fun and be safe."
Fucking A. And may I say, where Tito's is produced.
Yeah, they're in Texas.
In the great state of Texas.
Yes. Now, Yingling, which is what I'm drinking, Pennsylvania. America's oldest brewery.
Yeah.
Continuously operated.
Yeah, whatever.
Except mine's empty now because
our bartender left.
Yeah. Well, no, she's just on her phone.
She's on her phone?
Playing with the cat.
You know, you don't ask a lot. Just ask the kids to please a little peace and quiet while we're recording the podcast and keep the drinks coming.
Yep.
Is that bad parenting or not?
No, that's training them up for a future career.
Yeah, and serving is a server. But no, I pay her $5. Oh, I am doing it. I'm training them.
Yeah.
Damn it.
She's not doing very good tonight.
I know. She ain't getting a tip. I can tell you that. If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are the Hidden Staircase Podcast, Koneth, Travis, Roxanne, Heather,
woo-hoo,
Katie, Jessica, and Erica.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast, and sometimes not even us, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, and that's us, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man, and Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.